and then she would put it in the oven and bake it. Mm-hmm. And it was similar to light bread, very similar.
While we're on that subject, would you explain other things that you remember made out of cornmeal? For example, what is hoe cake? If it had yeast in it, that's not hoe cake.
No, sir. The hoe cakes that we made there, my mother made there, were made up in a batter just like you make cornbread. And she instead of putting them in the bread pan and making cornbread, she would just pour them on the griddle and make a flat cake like.
Mm-hmm. Cook it on top of the stove instead of in the oven.
In the oven, to the
bacon. When you think it was brown on one side, you'd take a...
Just like you cook a pancake.
Pancake, a lifter or a turner, and turn it over. Go around the edge and turn it over and let it...
Now see, we made our own molasses here. We grew a sorghum, and a fellow would come around and set up at this farm there, and he got every fifth gallon. That was his porto. And he'd set the meal up there. Of course, you had to help him there. You had to feed the old... My job was feeding the old press. Sorghum press. You stick about two canes in there that had a pair of mules that had a long pole that walked around in a circle. And that pole is press. And you stick two canes in there, and when they get about through, you'd stick two more canes in there. And that's the way, and that would press the juice out of it. And when it come out on the other side, they call it pumice, sorghum pumice. And we'd take and haul that and put them in our ditches and things, because they'd make the best thing to stop up little washes in the field or ditches there like that.
Oh, I see.
Yes, sir.
And what's that word, pumice?
Pumice. We call them sorghum pumice. And then this juice would go into a barrel, and then they'd come and take the juice and put it on the pan. And the pan there had about four different divisions in it there. They'd pull the juice in here, and they would cook it for a while. And then, of course, down here was where the molasses come off. When the molasses had a certain bubble to them, it was a gift. The man there had a gift there. He knew when a certain bubble at the molasses. Well, he would run them out in the gallon buckets that we had. And then he would bring this juice on down. And in this last pan down here, when they got ready, well, he'd run out the molasses again. And then bring the raw juice on down.
I see.
One of my granddaddies, and my great-granddaddy were both sorghum makers. In the fall, they were both, I don't remember my great-granddaddy, but I remember the family telling about...
Stickiest, nastiest job that I ever was around. Man, I just want no part of it no more.
That's a thing I've never read or heard before.
But now, I'll tell you one thing. In the fall of the year, when molasses come in, they was as good a laxative as you ever take. Because that's something you didn't have to worry about. When you got up first thing of the morning there, you went to the little John. There wasn't no question about it. That was as good a laxative.
Have you ever heard of pumice stone? Sort of an abrasive to polish things?
I thought of it more or less as something to take off rough spots, say a corn or a callus on your foot, a little pumice stone, you can rub it and it'll take that roughness off.
And you call it sorghum pumice.
Sorghum pumice. That was after the juice had been squeezed out of the cane and it went on out in a pot. Mm-hmm. Of course, we took a pitchfork, which is what we use with hay, and we would pick them up and tow them out there and put them in a pile. And then as we got through with the molasses and the fellas moved on, well then we'd come out and load them up in the wagon, we'd haul them over in the field. And my daddy, he said, let's fill up this drain. Let's fill up this drain. And that's what we do.